Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But you know, I was reading in Ecclesiastes about how there's a time for everything, Pat. A time for everything. There's a season, and they come and they go and they change. But, you know, sometimes you wonder, you know, where has all the time have gone to? Before you know it, you start looking at children, you start realizing, I remember when that child or that teenager was younger, and all of a sudden they keep growing up, and you say, well, if they're getting old, then maybe that means I'm getting older. And you start realizing time is just kind of flying by. Or maybe you realize that you haven't taken full advantage of the time that's in front of you. And maybe if you said, you know, there isn't enough time in a day, or like I said, you felt like time is flying by. I believe that both of those statements, you know, can be correct, especially, you know, in the time that we're living in today, because everything's just going so incredibly fast. And to me, it just underscores the importance of, you know, being a good manager, a good steward of time. Because once it's gone, you can never get time back. That's the whole thing about time. Once it's finished, it's done.
That's it.
And God's entrusted us.
There's not a redo button.
No redo. And God's entrusted us with time. He says, okay, what are you going to do with this thing called time? And it's interesting how only God knows the day that, you know, what day you're going to be born and the day that you're going to die. And in between those two dates, what's in the middle of that are seconds, minutes, hours, you know what I'm saying, in years. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of on a countdown. Remember those old those hourglass things where you flip the sand and then, you know, at the end of it the sand would be done, and you did like timers. And then once they were done, it was done. Once the sand ran out, you know, you were done. And you went to you were playing board game or whatever, and okay, your time's up. And it's amazing. You see that sand moving, you think, man, it's going to take a little, you know, a long while before you know it's like, oh.
It's gone.
It's finished. And once your time is up, it's up. It's absolutely up. And we all have an allotted amount of time. And what you did or didn't do during that period of time is forever cemented in eternity. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you did is just stay up there, that's it, and you can't take it out. And recently it said, there was a report that came out that said, Pat, that on average Americans spend 37 minutes a day on social media. 37 minutes a day.
Wow, I'm surprised. That would be more than that.
Well, think about that. I mean, almost 40 minutes.
That's still a lot.
That's a lot of time. I can do a lot with 40 minutes.
Yeah, really.
It's a higher time spent than any other major internet activity, including email. And you may think that you don't spend that much time, but before you know it, I mean, it's a lot of time that's wasted. I mean, that's not even including, you know, time in front of the television, and time in wasteless, you know, wasteful, you know, just conversations and just chatter that just don't amount to anything. And before you know it, those, you know, all those hours add up. In fact, 37 minutes a day equates to about 17 hours a month that's spent just on social media. I mean, that's the equivalent of 2 full-time 8-hour days. For those that work 8 hours, some of us do more, but 2 8-hour days. That's the equivalent to 2 days a week, and you're thinking, my goodness, what's going on? And, you know, you hear people say, well, I don't have enough time. The truth is that we have plenty of time. There is plenty, plenty, plenty of time. The question, though, the real question here is, what are you doing with the time that you have? What are you doing with that time? You know, and the deeper question is there any accountability for that time? You know, at the end of the day, are you going to feel good or are you going to feel bad with how you spent it? You know, it's the most precious commodity that you have in your life is time. And we have to have an understanding, you know, of time so that we can begin to live a life, you know, live life in a way that truly counts. You can't begin to really start living a life that has any kind of significance if you don't have an understanding that, listen, you're not going to get these moments back. And I'm just amazed at the things that people do that they don't have any kind of, they don't connect the dots. It's like, dude, you're living like you're going to live forever right now. Mm-hmm. Right. And you're not going to live forever. One thing about life is it is very uncertain. You know, the more I live and the more that I, you know, meet people and interact with folks, the more I realize that, you know, strangely enough, people don't plan to have accidents. They just don't plan those, Pat. They're getting up, they're planning to go to work or on vacation, but they don't plan to have a car accident. You know, right. Things sometimes just happen, and it's amazing how one incident, one encounter on any given day can change your entire life forever. And once that period of your life is over with, it's done. I've known people that have worked at certain places and then they're not working there anymore and they think, oh man, I was planning to do this and this and this at this particular place of employment, but I'm not there anymore. Or I plan to do this and this and that with this relationship and I said I'd get around to talking to that person and then the person moves away or the person dies and it's like, wow, I will never get that chance again.
Right.
And it's amazing how we just kind of put things off. With Ecclesiastes says this, there's a time for everything, that there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. There are set seasons and times in our life, and the question is, are we aware of the timing that we're living in? Are we aware of what season that we're in? Are we aware that once this time is spent, we're never going to get it anything, you know, we're not going to get it back. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about time, you want to think about times in terms of we're either investing time in things and in other, you know, others and believing for a return on the time that was sown, or we're either wasting time on things and others and we're never ever going to see that time again.
Right.
So either, you know, either investing or wasting, if you really start looking at your time that way, you start realizing, am I getting anything out of what I'm doing right here? Like, these 37 minutes on Facebook, is this going to add any kind of significant value in my life? Mm-hmm. What could I do with 37 more minutes a day? You know, what could I really, really, really do? Or is this just wasted time? And your life today, when we think about our life, is basically the result of all the choices that we've made with the time that's been allotted to us. Imagine the things that you can accomplish, the things that you can do if you plan to live your life with intentionality and purpose, understanding that, hey, I'm going to invest my time in the people and the things that matter most. You got to be a good steward of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some people that you can invest time, but then there's some people that you could be wasting time. Because when you're getting together, the fellowship is not mutually beneficial. It's actually tearing down. It becomes a time of just wasteful, just thinking about nothing. And you think, really, do I need to be using my time this way? What can come out of this? Then there's other time that you invest with others and you walk away and you say, wow, that was mutually encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
I walked away lifted. I deposited something in somebody else that blessed them. And every time we gather and we, because, you know, if we're spending time together, that means we're not spending time with other people or doing other things. You know what I'm saying? You're just not It's not just free time, right?
Right.
You're planning that, and then you say, wow, it was worth it. This encounter, this time together is yielding great results for you know, the people involved and hopefully for the kingdom. And it's like, wow, this is good stuff. And so you're going to realize, man, what am I doing? Because, you know, regret is such a horrible, horrible, horrible word, you know, and experience, because you don't want to go back and say, man, you know, what's the deal? Like, you know, I've been at a lot of people's deathbeds. You know, I used to be a chaplain. I've shared about this before, you know, on VFN radio. And it's amazing what happens when people are diagnosed with some sort of illness. I mean, imagine if the doctor just told you that you had 3 years to live. 3 years to live.
Mm-hmm.
How would you spend your time? When you really think about that, you have 3 years to live, 365 days times three, 1,000 days roughly, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to spend those 1,000 days? It's amazing how a definitive time period truly helps us to come into a reality of things that matter most and also things that matter the least. All right, so you did 3 years. What if the doctor came in and said, you only have 3 months to live? It's 90 days. 90 days. How would you spend these last 12 weeks? How would you spend those days? What unfinished business would you rush to complete? Who would you be speaking with? And what would your end goal be if you only had 3 months to live? Pat, that's amazing, because you start realizing when you put a definitive time period, you would say, well, I tell you right now, if I had 3 months, I'm not going to be spending on 37 minutes on Facebook. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I had 3 months to live, I'm going to start realizing, okay, what are my priorities? Mm-hmm. What are the things that matter most? What do I truly want to accomplish? Can I do it in this time period? Who do I want to speak with? Who do I want to share words with? Who do I want to make things right with? What do I want to do? Because time is ticking. The sand is going down. What am I going to do? All right. So what happens if the doctor comes in and says, you only have 1 day to live? You only have 1 day. 24 hours. How much of that time would it be spent on frivolous wasting? It's only the narcissist who would still be rushing to Facebook to allow the whole world to know that they would be dying soon, to eagerly anticipate to see how many likes or comments they're going to be receiving regarding their departure.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I've only got 10 hours left, and I'm not, you know, going off on Facebook. Hey, you know, we've had Facebook. It's just something for us to really look at and think about, because I don't think that we spend enough time, you know, thinking about the things that matter most and thinking about how we can spend time, which is really life, your precious life. You know, for the person that truly understands that this is entrustment, they see that life really, at this particular time, that it's not about themselves. When you really understand time, you realize that, wow, at the end of this, I'm going to be held accountable. I'm going to be held accountable to what I did with those that I said were close to me. How did I invest my time, or did I waste my time? And I'm also going to be held accountable to God. I mean, God allowed me to be born on a certain day, and then I was, it was appointed for me to die. And in that span between those two dates, what did I do? What am I going to have to show for the time that was given to me?
Right.
And I'm amazed that some people that have less hours, had they accomplished so much, and people that live long lives is like, that's all you did in 80 years? You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Right.
That's it? And so when we come back from this next, from our break, we're going to talk more about this so that we can actually seize the moment that we're living in, and so that we can avoid that word called regret and make sure that we are investing and spending the time on things that matter the most and really get squeeze this thing called life like a sponge pad and get every last bit from it. We're talking about the importance of it. You know, how do you invest it, or are you wasting it? How 37 minutes a day right now is being spent on, you know, the average American is spending on Facebook and social media. And at the end of the day, my goodness, you want to know, listen, I don't want to have any regrets. What did I do with this precious commodity called time? And then we went through some several scenarios, you know, of the doctor sharing with you, listen, what would you do if you had, a year left to live? How would you spend that year? And what if you had 90 days to live? How would you spend a quarter of a year, 12 weeks? What would you do? What if you had one day, 24 hours? What would be your priorities? How would you sleep in a little extra? Would you get up?
Right.
And it helps us to think about it. And I encourage you, go through this process. Write it out. Write it out. Think about this. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is how we invested our time in others and how we invested our time with God and in His kingdom. We only have a certain amount of time to live, Pat, amount of time, and nobody knows. I've seen so many accidents in life, being a chaplain, and folks that were going on vacation and going different places, they never expected to get into a car accident. They never expected to pass away shortly or a child to pass away. Everyone has this idea that they're going to grow old one day. They like to think that they're going to grow old and, live forever, but... Mm-hmm. We're not promised. We're not promised a long life. We're not promised, that we're going to live forever. All we have are moments. All we have is what we have today. It's just saying that yesterday is over with and tomorrow may never come. All we have is today, and that's why they call it the present. And it really helps you to realize, am I living the purpose that God has set out, for me? Am I really ministering to those that God has put around me? Of the 6 billion people that live all over the world, why has God allowed me to live in this city, on this street, in this neighborhood? Why am I a part of this fellowship? What am I to add to this group of people? Or are we just taking and just spending, Because when it's all done, it's like, wow. Every time I've worked at a place or even I just left New Jersey, I felt so good, Pat, being able to leave New Jersey saying, I didn't say I wish I would have done just one more thing or spoken to one more person. Mm. I really felt like I invested that time wisely, and by the grace of God, I was able to squeeze all those opportunities for the Lord. I want to encourage you to do the same today. Realize, hey, I'm not going to waste my time anymore on anything that's going to rob me away from my destiny in the Lord. Instead of wasting time on frivolous things, I'm going to jump all in the Word of God this year, make a commitment to abide, to study God's Word, to spend time with Him in prayer, and giving my life to those who need to know Him. I want to encourage you, go through that process today. Don't wait for the doctor to give you a diagnosis. Do a checkup right now. The Bible says that a wise man, a wise woman gives thought to their ways. Give thought. Get a checkup from the neck up and see how you're investing that time.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here.
as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.